making it fun, I thought was interesting. He said, yeah, you know, I use Drop on my students. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, if I hear him talking about cars, I introduce him to a book about cars. You know, if I hear him talking about whatever, sports, I introduce him to a book about sports. He's like, they're only going to read the stuff they're interested in.
Welcome to the Be It Till You See It podcast, where we talk about taking messy action, knowing that perfect is boring. I'm Leslie Logan, Pilates instructor and fitness business coach. I've trained thousands of people around the world, and the number one thing I see stopping people from achieving anything is self-doubt. My friends, action brings clarity, and it's the antidote to fear. Each week, my guests will bring bold, executable, intrinsic, and targeted steps that you can use to put yourself first and be it till you see it. It's a practice, not a perfect. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Be It Till You See It interview recap of my co-host in life. Brad and I are going to dig into the enriching combo I have with Danny Brussell in our last episode. If you haven't yet listened to that interview, feel free to pause us now, go back and listen to that one, and then come back and join us. He's so fun.
I love this guy.
Fired up.
He's amazing.
And also, as like timing would have it, we're talking about reading, and we're talking about reading again in March, guys, because we have an amazing guest who is like literally getting books into schools where they have lower income and less resources. So like, I'm all about reading right now, and you all should be too. And then we just talked to Nick, who's going to teach us how to read. We'll have him on the show.
Yeah.
So you guys have been wanting to retain your reading skills, and we are here to talk about reading.
Gonna be good.
So today is February 29th, and it's a leap year day.
What?
You know what's so funny is I feel like in my entire life, I've never remembered a leap year day before, and I've
not
really
paid attention.
No, yeah. But I'm excited for this one.
Oh, good.
I don't know why. It's just nice to have a longer month.
It's great.
I need more time. Thank you, February, for
more time.
More time.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Here's that extra day in the week.
So let's talk about why this happens. In case you haven't been in school for a really long time, or you know, you were self-leading yourself during school, we use leap years to keep our calendars in sync with the seasons. Which I think is bullshit because the seasons are no longer lining up with.
No, the seasons have changed.
The seasons have changed. In case we noticed. Okay, our common calendar is actually 1/4 of a day short of a full orbit. Over time, that would throw everything off. So that's why we add an extra day into the shortest month of the year, February. Every 4 years keeps us on track. You know what I want to fucking know?
Tell me.
Why is February so fucking short?
Yeah,
who decided
what's up with that
why
noise?
Some months are 30 days and some months are 31 days and only one month is 28 days?
Drew this
why didn't we make several months only 30 so February could be 30?
I mean, then you wouldn't have that really cool song. 30 days of September.
Did you learn like you do the knuckles?
I learned them all, and I never retained any of it.
No, that's wrong. Would you start on the thumb or do you start on the first finger?
I don't have an answer. I don't know the answer. I literally look it up every single time.
Well, I also have to say I before E except after C. So there's just some things that never stuck.
And no, that one, I before E except that.
But I have to say it after every time I write the word. So it's not sticking. I have to say the mantra. It's not, the word didn't stick.
That's fine.
Okay. So for those of you who are born today, Brad wrote this.
Sucks to be you. Slash.
But you actually get to pick February 28th or March 1st on your non-birthday years. As if you didn't know, you could pick your own fucking birthday. What? Happy birthday to you.
Well, they don't get one. There is no Feb 29. So what are they going to do?
The same thing people on April 15th do. Pick a fucking different day. Tax day. No one likes April 15th. No one does.
People change their birthday?
They just do a different day.
Never heard of this.
You know, you can do a different day no matter when your birthday was.
Yeah. Mine is December 33rd.
No. You have to pick an actual date of the year. At any rate, here we go. OPC Summer Camp. We are doing that in June. More information to follow. But if you are on the wait list, you'll find out all the information first and probably get some extra bonuses.
Yeah. Go to opc.me/workshops.
OPC.me/workshops. OPC March Madness. Because March Madness starts tomorrow.
Mañana.
And so you can get free mat classes with me.
It was supposed to start today, but we just decided to add an extra day in this year. So,
yeah, we decided. The world does revolve around the we in this room. So March Madness starts on March, I think, 1st. So go to opc.me/challenge and you will
see the first class that's up there. And if you're listening to this randomly on a different day, you can still go to that and you can still sign up and you can start the challenge whenever you want to.
Yes, you can.
That's how we do things around
yes,
here.
Yes, you can.
Be it till you see it. So
OPC.me/challenge.
Also in an OPC situation, we are still working on those barrels flashcards. They are still TBD on when their pre-sale is. But if you are on the wait list for that, you are going to get to know when those discounts are. And if you're noticing a theme with the wait list, it's because we reward people on wait lists so we don't have to promote stuff publicly.
And do you know what the wait list is, anybody? 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 OPC.me/flashcard wait list. That's right. That's the one. You got this.
You got to figure this out, guys. So anyways, you want to go there to get on it if you are wanting to nerd out about the barrels deck and get the best price ever, because we will not promote it on social medias. We'll not promote it on any other newsletter list. It's only going to be on this one.
Yeah, the pre-sale is only going to waitlisters.
Also, because we value your time and your inbox. Okay. Highlight round four is really kicked off. Amazing, amazing group. You are missing out 1,000%. So if you want to hear about Elevate 5 or 6 or any of those other ones, you want to go to our waitlist for that. You can go to the site now and you can actually check out what it's all about. We can get on a call and see if it's right for you. That way you can make sure you save up your money and you schedule the time. It's really just a wonderful program that I absolutely love doing. I have the best time. And for those who are like, I don't want to do virtual, you can fly to Vegas for the in-person weekends. You can do that.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to. But you can. So it's super fun. LeslieLogan.co/elevate. Yeah, well, you thought you knew what it was, didn't you? Thought you did, but you don't.
Changed it up.
And lastly, Brad, take us home.
We are going to Cambodia. Actually, we're really proud of this trip that we've created over the years. Obviously, we've talked about this before, but I'm just really fired up that this trip, this upcoming year, is going to be some new stuff added in. Plus, we're almost sold out. And
yeah,
we almost sold out because of the wait list. And I'm just really fired up about that. We have a great crew. It is going to be a heck of a trip.
Brad's talked to all of them on the phone already.
Yeah,
met several of you on the tour. So we're going to have a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So we're really, really fired up about that. And there are still just a few spots left. So if you're interested in that,
literally
we're
just
go
a few. Like, not, you can't even count them all in one hand.
October 6th to 11th this year. And you can go to crowsnestretreats.com.
Yeah. All right. Before we talk about Danny, what's our audience question?
All right. Maria from Instagram. Thank you for this question. She said, Leslie, where do I get a spine corrector like yours?
I know, because it's hot pink. It's so Barbie. So I've had this hot pink on my window chair forever. And it became available. And my person at Contrology was like, hey, you got this hot pink. And you can get on that spine corrector when it comes out. And she like was holding my invites ready to go. So I was one of the first spine correctors to ever get from the Contrology line.
Oh. It's because, lucky you.
Also, I'm a demo center guy. So, okay, don't be jealous. But what does that mean? It means any of the equipment that you see I have, you can actually get one like it. You can get it whatever color you want. And we have discount links. So
yeah,
if you've never purchased from Balance Body or Contrology, or it's been several years, you can use the link. You can also, if you need to do a special order where you want a different color, like a hot pink like mine, then you can talk to my salesperson. So what you need to do is just
chat to us.
Yeah, opc.me/chat.
Yes.
If you say, I want this piece of equipment, my team can just give you the direct link with the discount on there. But if you are going to want to chat with a salesperson.
Yeah, special collars or something.
Special, then just let my team know, like, I'm going to want to do a special order, and they'll make sure you have my salesperson's. I'm not shouting her email on here for y'all to like bombard her. But she's amazing. And she is the only person who can give you my discount link. Technically, if you can't do it on the site, you can't get it. But it's me. And I got hooked up. It's me. I don't know why that.
Because it's pink.
Yes.
Painting everything.
Yes. It's as a Lizzo song.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fun. If you haven't seen it, go to my Instagram account. I gave it its own reel, and it's just, she's beautiful. And I love her. So you should get one too, and then you should get ready for the barrels cards, because I will teach you how to do all the different things you can on it.
All the things.
I have warmed up on it for my workouts every single day since it arrived. So I am obsessed.
I love it.
loves, it's here. OPC Summer Camp. You know, that thing we started last year? Well, we're doing it again this year, and we're making it bigger and better than ever because we have teachers from all over the world, which means all day long, you can nerd out with me at Camp Zoom from the comfort of your own home in your favorite Pilates workout outfit without having to get bugs or dirt or weird camp food that's like some weird slaw. No, you can have the amazing food from your own home. You can be whatever clothes you want to be in, and you can join us all day long for whatever workouts and workshops you sign up for. In fact, you can even do a whole day pass and save the most money. In fact, up to 56% off if you buy the day pass. So go to opc.me/events to see the full schedule and lineup of events. If you only have access to a mat, we've got plenty of stuff for you. We've got reformer. We've got some happy hip reformer with you. We've got so many amazing things. You can go to opc.me/events to see the whole schedule, all 14 teachers, and all the goodness that's going to happen at Camp Zoom. And I'm your camp director. Woo!
All right, now let's talk about Danny Brassell, renowned as the Jim Carrey with a PhD, prolific speaker and author of 16 books, including Leadership Begins with Motivation. Danny shared his insights on the importance of reading and how he applies these principles to improving communication skills for entrepreneurs and executives. But mostly y'all talked about kids.
I know, we talked about so many kids. This guy
is astounding to me.
I know.
Yeah. You know, he does 100 speaking engagements a year.
I know.
That's incredible.
It's insane.
That's two a week.
Yeah. And then when we're done, he's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, how can I help you? Like, you're doing the Lord's work right now.
He has four major projects. And one of them is like helping kids with.
We should connect him with Rodney. Not Rodney, Rodman.
Rodman.
I think they live close to each other.
Jake.
Yeah. Nick,
all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just super impressed by him trying to help change literacy.
So he said people who read more read better. And his job is to really expose his students to all kinds of ways to love reading. He likes to teach kids why to read. And he wants kids to want reading and to choose it on their own. And I think that's like really especially.
That was the thing that I was like, oh, my God, this is the fucking most obvious thing ever. That he's like, yeah, you know, they go to elementary school and they learn how. He's like, but they don't want to do it. So.
Well, no, because I don't.
How do you get them to want to do it?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's duh. And he's like, yeah. So I teach kids why to read. I was like,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And he believes like one of the most important things is we have to learn how to make reading fun for you. And I did this earlier this year. I read the best book and it was so fun. I read it in 3 days.
Yeah, you slayed that book.
I know. I need to get a library card. I'm not winning on that so far, but I slayed that book because I made it fun. I played some music. I sat in my reading chair, you know, all the things. And what I realized is that I read really fast because I can read really fast because I've read. So thank goodness for being a child who read. But like, I love this because I know that the person I am today is because of the books that I read. And I read books because my mom made sure I read books as a kid. Like, yep. She was the library every week and we could check out however many the max number of books was. And we went every week. Why? Because the library is free, guys.
Yeah.
Free.
We did nothing. Exactly the same, you know, and we had books that we would read as a family. We'd have books that we'd read on our own. And what I thought was really interesting, he said, hey, listen, you know, I'm sure you all have heard this, the statistics, but you can change your kids' grades from an F to a C if they read 9 minutes a day. And he said from a C to an A is not like 47 hours a day. No, they literally read 20 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day.
And he also said you don't have to do it all at
once. Those are the kids that are getting grades. Not only did he say you don't have to do it all at once, he said it doesn't matter who's doing the reading. The parent can read out loud and that counts for the kids.
Yes.
I was like, that's cool. So yeah, I mean, making it fun, I thought was interesting. He said, yeah, you know, I use Drop on my students. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, if I hear him talking about cars, I introduce him to a book about cars. You know, if I hear him talking about whatever, sports, I introduce him to a book about sports. He's like, they're only going to read the stuff they're interested in. So if you can get them interested, you know, like understand what they're interested in, you can give them material. He said there are 4 million books written a year in the United States. I didn't know that. That's
so, you know, it's so, that's an astounding level. Funny is that like Brad will say he never reads, guys. He says he'll never read. Okay. So we're sitting in Austin at a random restaurant and he overhears something and he was like, oh, you read that? It's like, have you heard of this series? Oh, and then Brad starts telling me this whole series I've never even heard him fucking talk about. Then he talks about a different series and a different series. So the truth is, Brad reads a specific genre of book. And this guy was like so excited. And then guy's sharing Brad with all these different books in that same genre. And so what it is that Brad just doesn't read books outside of that genre. And that's okay.
Well, no, I don't actually pick them up and read them. I listen to audio.
Well, guess what? Danny said you could do that too.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I got excited about that. That was really helpful.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm in. I just think it's really, really great. And if you missed it, if your kids' grades suck, get them to read a book they're interested in and make it fun. You know, my parents made it fun. We could have a gummy worm for every chapter of a book we read.
Mm.
And obviously, there's going to be like 2-page chapters that were like, you know, full on like The Babysitter's Club, you know, Nancy Drew, Beverly Cleary. But we could have a gummy worm. And so I would just read a whole book and I got 13 because, you know, I just won. I got 13.
Mom, there are 13 chapters in this book. I put a folded the corner of every single one just to show you so I could prove that I get 13.
No, I didn't have to do that. But she just trusted me. But I also like, because no one wants one gummy worm.
No one wants
one. You want all of them.
You can't just have just one.
Yeah.
Well,
what did you love?
He shared the problem that he saw in most educational systems, that we think that every kid is at the same level. And he said they're actually on different levels of reading and they have different interests. This is a really cool story because he talked about a high school kid who is like clearly the football player who is the stereotype. Amazing athlete, not a great student, right? Well, maybe he's a great student, but not a great reader, right? So he's in 12th grade, but he's literally reading at a first grade level,
mm-hmm.
right? And he said the problem is that when you are in 12th grade, the first grade level books are like basically picture books with like 4 words in them.
Yeah.
And he said that's embarrassing as hell for a 12th grader to be carrying on school. So how do you get around that? He said, all right, we're going to write a book for first graders. And the guy was like, okay, sure. He's like, but do you know anything about books that first graders would read? And he's like, no. He's like, all right, well, looks like we have to go read some first grade books in order for us to write a book for first graders. And he's like, do you see what I did there? I was like, yeah, of course. I mean, that's like such a great excuse for this senior to be carrying around a bunch of kids' books so that when he's teased about it, because he will be, because kids are dicks, he would be able to say, listen, I'm doing homework for me to write a book. I'm so inspired.
I want a shirt that says
obviously
kids
I'm
are
a dad. I'm obviously a dad.
Kids are dicks.
Kids are dicks.
When I'm listening to a podcast and they're calling it like dual income, one kid is like a dink or a dank or something like that. And then she's like, yeah, like we used to be a dildo, which is like dual income, like one dog only or something like that. Like,
dink, dual income, no kids.
No kids.
Yeah.
And then
dual income, I don't know what one
dual
kid
income
is. Disc.
Disc.
Dual, a double income single kid.
Yeah.
It's a disc.
It's a disc.
Cisc. Single income, one, single kid.
Yeah. And then there's like also like dual income, like dog only. So that's a dildo. I just listened to it and I don't know why that came to me when you were just saying that. Anyways, you guys, that's a plug for another podcast you don't think listen to.
I can't even come up with that on Google search without coming up with a bunch of garbage.
I'll finish the podcast. You can tell me on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here we go. Here it is. We're no longer dicks. We're dildos. Dual income little dog owners.
Little dog owners.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it so much.
That's really funny.
Not those people either. Anyways, but I think it's...
Yeah.
I also just think like...
We're dilbos.
Large dogs only.
Big dogs. Big dog owners.
Yeah.
Little that didn't work.
Large dog owners.
Dibdos.
Yeah. No, you just said large dogs.
Oh, we could be large dogs owners.
It's the same acronym. Just
we're dildos.
If you read more, Brad, I'm just kidding.
I get that up to an A.
So anyways, I do think that's really cool. I think it is interesting. I remember like when I was in junior high, we took that reading test, and one of my friends was a college reading level, and I was only in a junior in high school reading level. I'm in the seventh grade, and I just remember going, they're reading so much more than me. Like, they're higher than me. I didn't, as a perfectionist, I wasn't thinking about the kids who like got hit with the you're lower than your grade level. Mm-hmm. Like, how depressing is that? And I wonder if the teachers had a way around that, other than what we have to do, take like the grocery store paper bags to cover our books in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, his conclusion of that whole thing was that, you know, teachers, good teachers, will basically help you progress to the next level.
Yeah. Pay your teachers more. All right, loves, it's super important to me that supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for 3 years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. I love this so much, guys, because so many people think I have to get it right the first time, and they have done 52 different iterations. I freaking love that. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. I really do drink it, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Holy moly. I know that like I'm a recovering overachiever over here, but I'm super glad AG1 isn't. Okay, so taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one simple scoop. It's literally just one scoop. It's one scoop in one bottle of water. It's amazing. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. Y'all know I've had gut stuff, so that's why I've been doing it for so long. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/beit. That's drinkag1.com/BEIT. Check it out.
All right, so let's talk about those Be It action items. What bold, executable, intrinsic, or targeted action items can we take away from your combo with Danny Brassell? Honestly, I thought this was so genius, and you were laughing at the end of it because for the first time ever, we got an action item that said, go watch television.
I know. We've never had that
like,
before.
Really? And he's like, yeah, you want to know why the highest... reading averages are in the country of Finland? I want to know why. He said, because they watch the most TV. I was like, okay. And he said, and they have closed captioning turned on. So they're reading the entire time they're watching television. I thought that is so fascinating. So go watch television with the captions on.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought something else, like just to throw this in there too, y'all talked about habit building and tying it to like something that's tying it to something emotional that you already enjoy is going to help you. And he said, yeah, you know, for me, I actually don't get out and do enough movement. I don't walk enough. I don't have enough exercise. So I only gave myself permission to watch my show when I'm on my treadmill. Right. And I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. So what if you were on the treadmill while watching your favorite show with the captions on?
Yeah.
There you go.
And if your dog isn't Bayonne, you probably can do that without barking.
Yeah.
About to sell my treadmill because I can't even use it.
Yeah. Well, aside from the treadmill, what's your biggest takeaway from his being action
really
items?
Cool. So those of you who are wondering, if you're like, wow, he's 100 speeches a year. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He actually shared how to create a formula for your speeches. This, you guys.
Totally dug this.
Get a pen and paper out right now, because that's step one. And
that's
also,
step one.
You don't want step one.
That's the D in dildo one.
So step one, is that, but also go get one because this is freaking gold.
Yeah.
Like, I think we paid our coach just about $15,000 for the information and he gave it to y'all for free. So here it is. said, get a pen and paper, write down every life story that's ever happened to you. Not the whole story, just like the triggers. Like he said, the example, the time I locked myself out of the car in front of Costco, or the time dad spilled mustard on his tie at that fancy restaurant. Like, if you are unsure how to do this, you guys, another way to do it is like go through your photos. The other day, babe, I came across our first Valentine's Day.
That's photos. A genius idea.
And going like, through photos. I went through the photos and I was like, where are we? And I was like, oh my God, we were on this hike that has like all this graffiti. It's like this crazy place. And then I actually, because of that, I wrote an email today that's going out on Valentine's Day.
About Nazis?
No. So I didn't tell him about the Nazi part.
I know.
It was a Nazi sympathizer.
Camp.
Campground.
Yeah. Anyways, in the '50s and so the hills of Los Angeles.
And it's by the hills, I mean like the valley. Anyways.
Like buried away from civilization.
Really, really cool hike. And people take spray paint and they spray paint over each other. And it's like because they've like just they graffiti this campground because it's like art and it's really cool and to do that. And anyways, but beside the point. I came across that. I had to write an email for Valentine's Day. I'm like, the fuck am I going to write for Valentine's Day? But I remembered this. And so I told an entire story about how on that day, on our first Valentine's Day, we had this really cool hike. And then you decided to cook two special recipes. And the first one was amazing. And the second one.
Yes. Shrimp stuffed avocado.
Yes.
I remember this.
Yes. Yes. But you put them back in the cup.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like it was a whole thing. It was like really beautiful. And then he made this shrimp avocado salad. You've seen the theme. But he misread the cayenne pepper amount. And so I shared how we ended up at Whole Foods and prepared food. And then I led that into coming on a retreat. And don't worry, Brad's not cooking. We have an amazing salad. But the point is that if you go through your life source and you write them down, just the triggers, these little captions, like you said, then after an hour, just like an hour, like if you even just like went through your photos, you'd have 300 to 400 stories with these things. Cause like shit happens to you every day. You guys, the amount of shit we go through every day. Like I just like sometimes like if someone followed me around, they would never believe what I go through. So then you can associate step two, what's the teaching point? What's the learning lesson from the story?
What's the high level theme? Is it loyalty? Is it friendship? Is it kindness? Is it happenstance? Is it whatever it might be?
And then
leadership, responsibility.
And then you put them in folders in your computer based on the teaching point.
Yep.
And the next time you're asked to speak anywhere, you have, oh, do you want to talk about leadership? I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. And you'll have a story to tell.
Yeah. It's genius.
It's so genius.
It's so genius, especially because, you know, you and possibly even me are about to embark on this podcast tour journey where we're trying to get booked on these other pods to start sharing more about Be It Till You See It, sharing more about some of the other things that we're working on in our lives. And, you know, the reality is they're always prompting you, well, what are you going to talk about? And you're like, I don't know, I'm going to talk about something. It's going to be a good conversation. Just book me.
Don't worry. I was homeless 3 times. We can talk about that.
And so, you know, having this like out of your bag of tricks is, it's crazy. It's amazing.
It's brilliant. It's amazing. And also, like, for those of you who think I have nothing to talk about, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You have so much.
Balagna.
Call bullshit.
Yeah. We call dildo.
I'm sure Danny doesn't call it bullshit. So I'm calling it bullshit. Anyways, I'm Leslie Logan.
And I'm Brad Crowell.
How are you going to use these tips? You got to do it. Danny's amazing. I really want to introduce him to Rodman. So we just need to make that happen.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
And, we are so freaking grateful for you. So make sure you share the pod because especially this one, a lot of parents can hear it and help their kiddos go from a C to an F to a C and a C to an A and read more and have a lot of fun. And tag us on the gram. Send your questions in until
on
next
the gram.
Yeah. Until next time, Be It Till You See It.
Bye for now.
That's all I got for this episode of the Be It Till You See It podcast. One thing that would help both myself and future listeners is for you to rate the show and leave a review. And follow or subscribe for free wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, make sure to introduce yourself over at the Be It Pod on Instagram. I would love to know more about you. Share this episode with whoever you think needs to hear it. Help us and others be it till you see it. Have an awesome day.
Be It Till You See It is a production of the Bloom Podcast Network. If you want to leave us a message or a question that we might read on another episode, you can text us at +1 310-905-5534 or send a DM on Instagram at Be It Pod.
It's written, filmed, and recorded by your hosts, Leslie Logan, and me, Brad Crowell.
It is transcribed, produced, and edited by the epic team at Desenio.co.
Our theme music is by Ali at Apex Production Music, and our branding by designer and artist Gianfranco Cioffi.
Special thanks to Melissa Solomon for creating our visuals.
Also to Angelina Herrico for adding all of our content to our website. And finally, to Meredith Root for keeping us all on point and on time.
All right, my coffee lovers. I got something for you. And I know most of you are coffee lovers because if you're listening to this, you have lots of things you're doing and coffee is something that you are taking with you everywhere you go. In fact, I know the Pilates instructors around here are taking coffee, kombucha, tea, and water into every class that they take. So this one is amazing because this is Pure Cafe Bold. They have two options for you. They've got black coffee and then they've got a caramel coffee latte, which is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. It's pre-brewed. So it comes in this amazing little packet. And you can actually just take the packet in to your office, your work, on a plane, like we've been doing. And then you pour hot water in and boom, you've got coffee. And this coffee actually has some amazing stuff. It's not just regular coffee. This coffee supports your immune system. It boosts cognitive function, increases stamina, it reduces stress, and it has cordyceps.
And what are cordyceps, you ask? Oh, that's right. Brad's here. Nature's powerful secret energizer, a rare species of fungi, cordyceps is renowned for its invigorating properties and centuries-old use in traditional medicine, packed with essential nutrients. This natural adaptogen boosts stamina and supports overall well-being. And seriously, it's actually super simple to make. Leslie and I have taken it camping.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the afternoon.
We're taking it everywhere because I'm tired of conferences and different hotels having burnt coffee.
It's 1,000 times better than the terrible coffee that you get on an airplane.
And the black coffee is like less than $1 a packet. So it's like, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the caramel myself.
He
the
does
caramel
like
has
it.
A little bit of milk in it. So.
It has some dairy. So my dairy free peeps, you can't do the caramel, but you can do the black, right?
Yeah. The black coffee is vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, nut-free, dairy-free, fat-free, and CGMP compliant.
All right. So here's the deal. You need to go to beitpod.com/coffee. BEITPOD.com/coffee. And when you do that, you are going to be able to get some amazing coffee that we're loving. You can buy it as a one-time purchase, or you can actually get it as a subscription. There's even family packs, so if you know that you've got a lot of coffee drinkers in your household, this is amazing, and it's honestly cheaper than all the coffees we've been making at home. So we are so excited. I hope you are. Go to beitpod.com/coffee. And, you know, cheers to you and I. Every morning, we'll be drinking the same coffee together. Woo!